Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, I remember I waited tables way back in the day, right? College. Yeah. And it was nothing like getting a big, nice, juicy tip with it. Crispy dollar bills. Oh, it was great. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Something that no one ever gave me was a lottery ticket as a tip, right?
I never got that either.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I just don't know. I don't know how I'd think about that. Well, this really worked out for a woman in Missouri. She works at this bar. The bar also sells Powerball tickets at the bar. And they say, like, regulars will go in there sometimes, and they'll buy all the other regulars. Like, when they cash out, they're like, give everybody a Powerball ticket before I leave.
That is so cool.
It is cool. No, it is cool. It's cool. It's kind of fun, too. Back where I'm from, outside of D.C., they have a game called Keno. And you go and you pick these numbers, and people would buy people Keno tickets. Kind of is like a good luck, you know, whatever. Just kind of a fun thing to do. Well, so instead of giving this woman her normal tip, he bought her a Powerball ticket. The jackpot had gotten high.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, the ticket was turned into the terminal of the bar, the lottery terminal, for $50,000. The waitress won. Her tip was $50,000.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome. That's how a could-be crappy tip all of a sudden is an amazing tip.
Totally. And, of course, it's funny. Like, so when I give somebody a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe it's their birthday or something. I'll be like, here is a scratch. There is a little piece inside of me that's like, what if that was the winner? Like, what if
but
that?
But wait a second. You're supposed to be hoping that it is a winner. That's why you're giving it to them.
99% of me hopes it is the winner. 99. That's a lot of hope.
Mark.
But what?
So 1% of you is hoping it's not a winner because you gave it away?
1% of me is, it's not hoping that it's not. It's 1% of me is just wondering how I'll feel if it's like $2 million. And I'm like, but it was in my hand. You know what I mean? And that guy, he basically did the same thing. He handed her the ticket and it was a $50,000 winner. I mean, that's life-changing for some people. I think it's fantastic.
It is. Okay, so that's good to know. That's just funny that you give out the ticket and you're like, if this is a winner.
Am I crazy? Like, have you ever given somebody a lottery ticket and you've been like, what if that was the big one?
Yeah, so I will do scratchers in everyone's stockings, or I will use them as the gift tag on all of the Christmas presents I give out.
Which is incredibly awesome. But what if one of them was a $2 million winner?
Oh, I'd be so happy. And then I'd be like, remember who gave you that gift?
Okay, well, that's the same thing, by the way. Just so you know, that's the same thing. Kevin, do you worry? Do you have that fear a little bit?
Yes.
See?
Why wouldn't you? I do. It's I give lottery cards as like birthday presents and stuff. And sometimes you'll put like a $20 one in here. Like, what if this hits?
What
like
if this
500,000?
Or you know how some of them are like 10 grand a month for life?
Yes.
Jeez. And it was in your hand.
99% I agree with.
It was in your hand. You held it. You possessed it. If you wanted to, you could have scratched it and retired.
That's right.
You could have, but it almost sounds like when you're giving it to the person that you're expecting
remorse.
It to not win. You are.
No,
it sounds like you and Kevin are giving it and expecting that person not to win, because otherwise you wouldn't be giving it over.
No, you're hoping.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're expecting, then you wouldn't be worried about it. All right. It's called giver's remorse. It happens to people.
I love the honesty.
Yeah, it's 99% I want you to win, but there's 1% where I'm like, am I going to get left and behind? While you're on your yacht circling the Caribbean, probably going to buy a house next to Kenny Chesney down in the Caribbean islands. What am I going to be doing? Text us if you also sometimes get giver's remorse. 800-992-1099. Listen, and if you're one of those people that, I get it. You should give without, you know. Yes, okay. We know that.
it was hard for you to say it.
But I'm not giving without expecting anything back. But I'm not perfect. If you are, that's great and that's fine. But I'm just, if you would just text us, if there's a little piece of you that's like, but you even said it yourself, and I think it's more the thing. You just wonder if they'll remember you. Like you win $2 million. How much, if you gave me a $2 million scratcher, okay, and I hit it, be honest. I'm staring right into your face. So is Kevin.
Okay.
I mean, right into your face.
Mm-hmm.
What would you expect me to give you out of $2 million?
I would say.
Don't look away from me.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I need to see the truth.
I would say, honestly, like a nice gift or something. Maybe like a nice.
Well, be specific.
A nice handbag or. Serious? I mean, I'm giving you a gift.
Handbag. Deal. Yeah, deal.
That's but like fine. A really nice one, uh-oh, like a Louis Vuitton, like something I wouldn't normally be able to afford.
I go to Five Below with my kids.
No, that's not going to work.
Mark, haven't you always wanted a Louis Vuitton handbag?
Always, always. Man, it's the first thing I'd buy.
Their own, okay.
All right, well, that's fine. All right, well, easy enough. I mean, you're a great friend. That's easy enough. I was going to... Just so you know, I'm not going to anymore because I want to give you what you wanted. But I was going to give you $200,000, 10% of it.
Ooh.
No. I want to give you what you want. You get the handbag. Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
There you go. You're welcome. Ooh, look at that face. Boy, if y'all could see that. That was not a real thanks.
Well, I've now just decided that I'm not going to give you a scratcher.
Oh, you're not? That's fine. I'm going to buy a bunch and come hand them all to Kevin tomorrow. We can watch him scratch them. See how he feels. Text us.
It's cool. He doesn't really want you to win, Kevin.
1%.
1% doesn't, yes.
Okay.
1%. Jordan Davis at Slow Dance in a parking lot. 99.5 QIK. Jordan, part of our QIK guitar pull, which is coming up Sunday, November the 17th, along with Morgan Wallen, Chase Rice Hardy, Carly Pierce. So that's coming up. We'll have tickets for you just 2 hours away, 9:10. On 99.5 QIK. All right, this great story out of Missouri. A woman was given a Powerball ticket as a tip. And, boy, was it a tip. I know it was well worth it because the bill probably wasn't $50,000, but her winning was.
Whew, yeah, so nice.
Nice tip. It was a bar regular who gave it to her, and $50,000. I was talking about, well, I think that's awesome, but when I do give lottery tickets away and stuff, there's 1% of me, maybe 0.5%, but small, very, very, very small part, where I'm going, oh, man, what if they hit the big, 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 big one and I held it in my hands and then I let it go? Life-changing. And Melanie says, you're crazy for thinking like that. Melanie says 100% of her wants you to hit the big one.
I do. When I buy those, because especially if I'm spending, like I said, I use them as gift tags for Christmas. If I'm going to spend $30, $40 on them, I want someone to win something. Otherwise, it's a waste of $40. I spent $40 on gift tags.
Kevin says, no, he's worried too. 99% of him wants him to win, but 1%, he's just like me, has that fear. I call it giver's remorse as you're slow. And it's always in slow motion. Like when I'm handing the lottery ticket or the Powerball, I'm like, here you go. Good luck.
I hope you win.
Let
as you're
me
wincing.
Know what happens. I swear it is, man. It happens to me, man. I'm a horrible man. I'm a horrible person.
You're not a horrible person. And honestly, 99.9% of people on the text line agree with you that they have this remorse. But
giver's
a lot of
remorse.
Them, giver's remorse. But a lot of them say that they do expect a 10% finder's fee.
Heck yeah.
If someone is to win. Someone even said, if I give away scratchers, I 100% want them to win. ... an amount less than $100. Any amount higher than that, and I'm with Mark and Kevin.
So $100 is the threshold. If it's above that, you're like, lose.
unbelievable.
Somebody praising mine and Kevin's honesty, and they said, I think I'd feel the same way if I gave a ticket and they won big. Of course you would. Oh my gosh, you would. All day. Somebody just wrote, Mark's just being honest, and it's human to feel that way, but also, you got to consider how happy you'd be for that person. What an amazing gift it would be that you just gave them. It actually turns out to be a huge gift for yourself. Yeah.
You would be happy, but...
God, you'd think about it every day.
You would.
I would take them off my Facebook page.
Kidding me?
Yeah, day number 37 of yacht shopping. I'm sorry, courtesy of me? No.
All right, you just need to not be buying people's tickets then.
And as I'm deleting it, but we'd also be in slow motion. Unfriend. Yes.
Well, you could do what Lori does. She texted in that when she does quick picks, she then tells the clerk to go ahead and put those numbers in again. So that way she has the same numbers. Is that bad? Question mark.
I don't think so.
Has it ever happened to you on a Powerball? This happened to me not long ago. It was one of the ones where it was like $1 billion or $800,000 or $800 million. And I said, let me have the Powerball. And then you can get the bonus, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an extra dollar.
Yeah.
But you don't have to hit all Powerball numbers, but you can still win some. So it costs an extra dollar. So she hands me one, and it didn't have the bonus. I said, oh, you didn't put the bonus on it. She's like, oh, no problem. She's like, so give me that ticket back. And I'm like, no. I said, you know what? I'm going to keep this one. I'll buy this one. And then ring me up for another one with the bonus. And she's like, why? I could just give you another one. I'm like, why? You just going to throw the winner in the trash? And she goes, then why buy the other one if you know this is the winner? And I'm like, you're driving me crazy. Just... Here's $10. Give me everything you can give me. I'm going nuts.
So true.
So true. So stressful. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, here's the scenario for in or out. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Going to give you a scenario. You have to decide if you'd be in or out. Get ready to text us your decision and the reasons why. All right.
Okay.
Here it is. So, you're presented an opportunity. You get to go on a lifetime tour with your favorite celebrity, country music artist, actor, actress, whatever. Okay, that's whatever.
Okay.
They go to work, you go to work with them. You get to do whatever you want. Think like country music celebrity. You get to go on tour on the buses, on the planes, the parties and everything, the concerts and everything. Okay?
Okay.
For life. You make no money. Okay, zero money. But all of your expenses are paid. So if you have a mortgage, it's covered. Your food's covered. Everything's covered. But you make no money. Like, you don't accumulate any money.
How are you buying, essential items? Clothing?
Clothing's covered. That's
how are you
expenses.
Getting your hair done?
Okay, that's covered. That's covered. Your basic lifetime stuff is covered.
Okay.
Okay. However, when their career is over, so is this whole experience, and you go back to the real world, you have no money in your bank account because you didn't get paid anything. You just covered expenses.
Can I latch on to someone like big and rich, like someone who I know isn't like eventually going anywhere? You know what I mean? They've been around for a really long time.
Once they're over, you're over. You're only doing what they're doing. Mm. Hmm. You make no money, but all of your expenses are paid. Would you be in or would you be out?
Because you're not working, really. You're
God,
just
you're
having
not working
fun,
at all.
Touring.
There's no preparation for a job.
But you never know when their time is going to be done.
But you never know when it's up, and that bank account sits at zero, even though, you know, you're not in debt, though, but you don't have anything.
What if their career comes back, like Billy Ray Cyrus? I'm just saying, he got really rich again this year, right?
Yeah, but
yes,
I don't
he
think.
Did.
Yeah, he did.
Little Nas X helped him out.
There you go.
Yeah, but
you never know.
Okay, well, they can come back, but you're still not making any money.
Yeah, you're not with them anymore.
Yeah, you're not with them anymore. Once it's over, it's over. You don't get to sit around and wait for the reboot.
I know. I just think, man, like 20 years, how cool that would be to not have worked, but then you got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, well, what if it's like Sam Hunt, who takes 5 years off at a time between songs?
Well, yeah.
Sam's like, I'll see you next decade. Good
I
luck.
Love Sam Hunt, but he wouldn't be my choice. I got to have someone with longevity and that's always constantly putting out stuff like a Blake Shelton, a Jason Aldean.
Gosh, if you went with Blake back in the 90s, what a ride this would be.
Heck yeah, you'd never work a day in your life.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't have any money in the bank because you're not making any money.
Yeah.
But this would have been a great ride. You're still doing it. You're still on the ride. You're on the set every night of The Voice. You're on tour. He's in the studio
hanging
still.
Hanging out with Gwen Stefani.
Who would you pick, Kevin, by the way? Who would be the person that you'd go with?
I would go with someone with a very long career. So let's go with, like, the Rolling Stones. They're still going.
That would never end. That's never going to end.
They're still going, and they've been going since the 60s.
Wait a second. Are we just doing all rock stars? Like, okay, well, I'm going to do the Beatles then, and then I never have to work ever.
You have to be somebody you pick right now. Like, you can't go back. And there's no part of this said that you get into a time machine and go to 1960.
Okay.
So, like, today, right now, I'm picking Luke Combs because I just think the future is white hot bright.
Okay.
So I'm going Luke Combs because I don't think that's coming to an end anytime soon. Who would you pick, Melanie?
I'd still pick a Blake Shelton.
Even now?
Yes, even now. Wow. Because you're not asking where his money's coming from. It's not is he touring or whatever. He's got shows, he's got endorsements, he's got alcohol lines. I mean, he's got incomes coming from other places.
Yeah, it's why he's still rolling. Why he's making things happen. Would you give up your life to just be on tour with them, do what they do? Then there's a part of it, though, you might think to yourself, but what are you really doing? Like, are you doing anything in life, or are you just hanging out? And that's okay if you just want to hang out.
Can you have a side hustle and make your own money? God.
Stop it. Every week you just in or out.
All right, then I'm out. I got to be making money somehow.
So you wouldn't pick someone like Carrie Underwood, who I think just has another as many years as she wants.
Yeah.
You're just rolling around the country with her, hanging out. You're her best friend. You're at everywhere. You're everything.
You were going to say something else. Okay. Yeah, but you're not making any money. And God forbid
Correct.
Something happened to Carrie or her
right.
career.
Right. I know.
I do
and these
not
things
foresee
happen all
that
the time.
Happening. However, What if she decides, you know what, I'm going to have one more kid. I don't want to tour as much anymore. I don't want to make as much money. And then your career is over as well.
She may want to wake up one day and become a Buddhist monk. It's over and you are done. Now, this is what I was thinking about that. You could then write, you would be the most popular Carrie Underwood blogger or vlogger. You have all these stories. Can't that book sell for an instant $5 million? Like, couldn't you title it The Reasons Why Carrie Became a Buddhist Monk? I Know the Secret. Like, to me, that sells a lot of copies, but I don't know.
That would sell some copies for sure.
I'd buy it. I'd be like,
I would still say no, because you're just riding on someone's coattails for however long, which does sound fun in theory.
Yeah.
But then you've got no money to show for it at the end.
But then do you need money? What about these experiences? What about these great restaurants you ate at, the great cities? You met these great people. You had these unbelievable... Basically, you traveled for your life with celebrities.
Yeah, but what if you're at that point, you're 67 years old and or 70, whenever you normally, quote-unquote, retire, and then you can't retire because you've got no money?
I don't know. Do you feel anything at 70? I don't know. I don't know.
Sure, our 70-year-old listeners are going to love that comment.
Well, I don't know. I'm saying maybe you're just like, I lived my whole life in this great, like I had this amazing thing and now I'm 70.
Are you in or out? I'm out.
I don't know yet. It's the first one I don't know yet.
Oh.
Kevin?
I'm out.
Why?
Same reasons as her. No money. You need money. When you get out, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, like when hypothetically you're going with Luke Combs, right? When his career is over, he's retired and living the good life. You are working nonstop.
But you made connections, you made friends, you had great experiences.
Okay, well, can you pay bills on experiences? Last time I checked, no.
All right.
Just being realistic.
Two hard outs. Kevin, I think you're about out on every week. You're almost an out.
Likely.
It's got to be really, like, like really good. Like,
really good.
Yeah, for him to take that. I haven't decided yet. We'll play a song. We'll check some of your texts. Would you be in or out? 800-992-1099. God, it does sound like a fun life. And if you can get 30 or 40 years out of this, that's something else. I'll give you my decision next after Jake. It's 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In or out? Are you in or out in this life scenario? 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. So you get to go on tour for life with your favorite celebrity country music star. You get to pick the person. Now, you make zero money, but all of your expenses are covered. And this ride continues as long as their career continues. But once it's over and they stop making all that serious money and they're going to big events, you stop too and it's back to real life. You have no money in the bank, remember, because you didn't make any money. So your life starts over when their career ends. Would you be in or out? Text numbers 800-992-1099. I'll tell you, the first in or out that we may be right down the middle, 50-50 with in or outs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here's the first question that we got. What if I had money in my savings account before I went on tour? Does it disappear? That's a great question. And the answer is yes, it disappears. Because if you've been very smart in saving up your wealth, and as we all should, then... Of course you would go on tour because you're going to come back to all that money in the bank. It's too easy.
I like that that was only like one text out of every single one. It just shows how many people have their savings built up.
Another text from St. Pete. I'm all in. When it's over, just write the book and make the money. That's what I'm thinking. By the way, I am in. I am in. And I actually, my original example was Luke Combs, and I am going to stick with that. He's a real guy. He doesn't change his appearance. It's not like, oh, I'm famous, now I'm going to go get a trainer. He's like, oh, I'm famous, now I'm going to keep eating buffalo wings and drinking draft beer out of my red cup. I love that about him. That's why I think he's going to last forever, because he's so real.
He's authentic.
He's authentic. And I think I could see Luke Combs at 60 in a dive bar playing a guitar.
I could see that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm sticking with him, and I'll be on tour. That's right.
All right. So you're in.
I'm in. Melanie is out.
I am out, but people are making really good cases.
I know.
I am teeter-tottering.
I believe it was out with hesitation. Kevin was a hard out.
Hard out.
Well, people made a good point that there's plenty of people who are living paycheck to paycheck at that point anyway, and at least you'd have all these amazing experiences, and you would have lived this amazing life where you've traveled all over the world. And
somebody just texted, I'm totally in, and I would just hope that I would die while on tour so I didn't have to go back to my real life. That is the way to do it, though. You know, like you get 30 or 40 years and then one night on the tour bus living this life of luxury that you really didn't deserve because it's not you on tour. You just got into this life. And then all of a sudden you go in your sleep and it was an amazing, like, let's say 30 or 40 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that would be ideal.
From Tampa. Hell yes, I'm all in. Oh, this person's killing me, but they're right. Then they text Kenny Chesney, Beaches and Rum for Life. Oh, gosh. Imagine if it was Kenny back in the late 90s you picked to do this with.
And now he's playing stadiums, still going strong.
This is never ending.
Don't you think there's people that are living this life right now? Like, doesn't Kenny have some buddies that have just been riding along?
Yes, he does.
I think every star kind of does.
What are their names and numbers? I need to know who they are and how they made this happen. Kenny's a great one. Jimmy Buffett, back in the day, people laughed at Jimmy Buffett. They thought he was a joke.
Yeah, because they didn't know what kind of music he was doing.
He didn't know. Yeah, he even said he didn't know. He's like, I don't know, just having fun. And now, oh my gosh, an empire.
Can you even imagine?
Yeah, all he does is, on Twitter, all he does is go fishing.
He's got margarita machines with his brand on.
That's right.
He's got retirement communities now. Unbelievable. Darren texted in, and I thought this was so good. In with Luke Bryan. When he retires, we will be BFFs by then. And his family will take me in as one of their own, and we will live happily ever after.
I like his fantasy. It's great.
Me too. If that's the case, then I'm in.
Just got this from my Miami area code. So they said, Melanie isn't thinking about this. The fact that you choose the singer to hang with becomes everything in life. So you pick a single singer, and then...
Oh, then you swoop in.
You swoop in and you become married to him, Melanie.
Not a bad
but
idea.
But I'm already married.
No, yeah, I know.
What are we living in? Where's polygamy okay?
By the way, I'm changing the name of this segment to Fantasy Land. You guys are too serious about this. I'm already married. I know. This is never going to happen anyway. Gosh.
Fine, if I'm not already married and then I end up marrying the superstar and stuff, I'd be in.
Somebody else just wrote, this is from Clearwater. I work every day and I'm broke. What's the difference? I'm going on tour. Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's like, why not take the chance and roll the dice? All right, keep the in or outs coming. 800-992-1099. That's on text. Now we'll go to the phones and let's do this for Old Dominion tickets. Callers 9 and 10. Mark and Melanie's world famous name game. Old Dominion, this show is, the day after tomorrow.
Jeez.
Get ready for that and you're in the pit. 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
And tickets, this show is the day after tomorrow. And these are pit tickets, by the way. This is how you do Old Dominion. This is going to be great. All right, Gator and Scott, our contestants this morning. Gator, you were the ninth caller, so you're going to go first. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category, Gator. And after you do, Scott, you have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. All right, we got 5 seconds on the clock.
Yes, we do.
We've been talking about celebrities all morning.
Yep.
It's part of our In or Out feature. If you could go on tour with a celebrity, who would it be? In honor of that, Gator, name celebrities. Go.
Clint Eastwood.
Oprah Winfrey.
Beyonce.
Tom Cruise.
Luke Combs.
George Clooney.
Taylor Swift.
Johnny Depp.
Kim Kardashian.
Michael Jordan.
Jennifer Aniston.
Adam Sandler.
Shaquille O'Neal.
David Beckham.
Tiger Woods.
Britney Spears.
Justin Bieber.
Drake.
Madonna.
Donald Trump.
Lady Gaga.
Avril Lavigne.
Oprah.
Gator, Oprah, it's already been said.
Already said.
Oprah was said.
Scott, congratulations. You do sound like you're half asleep, Scott, but you win the game.
Hopefully,
man,
this wakes you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am half asleep. You're right. She woke me up, too.
Oh, okay, your wife woke you up?
Yep.
All right, well,
go back to bed, but just know that when you wake up again, you have Old Dominion tickets.
And don't oversleep the show. It's Friday night, okay?
Scott, nothing's worse than losing to somebody who's half asleep. I can assure you of that.
Oh, Gator!
God.
Gator, great job, Gator.
Gator, congratulations. You were able to rattle off names like Justin Bieber and Britney Spears. And so, good job, buddy.
Hey, man, that was fun. I appreciate you guys. Scott, congrats on the newborn.
Yep, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Well, the internet found this ABC alphabet song, and it is absolutely going crazy. Let me play a part of it for you, and I think that you'll understand why. Listen.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
So far, so good.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, Q, R, S, T,
there's the problem.
V, W, X, Y, Z.
I'm having anxiety listening to this. This is not how we learn the song, is it? But apparently, this is a new way that some people want you to learn the song. And phonetically, this just doesn't work for me. It actually kind of throws my body out of whack, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because you're used to saying L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah, and then that sets up the
kind
tone
of almost
for the
sounds like one word, L-M-N-O.
L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U. They were playing the P and the V. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're changing how to do it because they want kids to not say L-M-N-O-P.
Right.
They want them to understand that they are all individual letters.
Y'all, 2019 strikes again, and I don't see any hope for the future at this point. And this is 98% of the reason why. Let's listen to this one more time. Now, imagine this is your first time hearing this. Maybe, and that's what they're saying. If you just allow your kids to learn it this way, everything will be fine. Then the other way will seem weird. But then I go, why? What's why? Just cause, so they don't say L-M-N-O-P?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say.
I know, but
is not acceptable basically anymore. They want them to understand it's different letters.
Yeah, Melanie, but don't you know that L-M-N-O-P isn't a word?
It isn't.
No.
I'm kidding.
L-M-N-O-P.
Of course I know that.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That was beautiful right there.
H, I, J, K, L, M,
N-O-P.
Mayday, mayday.
O, B, Q, R, S, T, U, V.
Thank you, 2019.
W.
Oh, God.
X, Y, Z.
Oh, and we don't get to do Now I Know My ABCs next time, won't you sing with me? They took that out,
well,
too? Is that offensive somehow? Goodness gracious.
2019 strikes again, everybody. This is the real world. Very
A-K-L-M-N.
It sounds like a run-on sentence. Like you don't even, like what is that?
J-K-L-M-N.
God, what are they going to do with DUI traffic stops now? This is going to mess all that up when they tell you to say the alphabet. God, everybody's going to be drunk.
You want to be old or new way?
I'll just take me to jail. I can't do this anymore.
R-S-T-U.
You do it this way, they're going to think you're drunk.
W-X-Y-Z.
I wish you were drunk. People are going to just lie and be like, have you had any beers? And if they had two, they'll be like, yeah, I've had 19. Just take me to jail. I can't say it that way.
A-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you.
W-X-Y-Z.
In the court of law. Boy, that is frustrating, isn't it? Isn't that frustrating?
Yes.
They could use that to torture people.
I feel tortured.
It is so bad, yes.
Like I said, for some reason, it just gives me some anxiety. I'm telling you right now, my five kids, I don't know if y'all appreciate this or not, they are not doing it this way. We're doing it the old way.
Yes.
All right? I'm just telling you right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Coming up at 9:10, we got guitar pool tickets, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. That show's sneaking up on us. It's going to be great. Sunday, first ever weekend guitar pool. Sunday, November the 17th at the Mahaffey, Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, Hardy, Carly Pierce. I think there's like three tickets still for sale at 99.5QYK.com. I mean, really, like there's not many.
It is basically sold out.
So we'll have more for you at 9:10 this morning at 9:10. I, by the way, am most excited to see Chase Rice. Just watching a video of his on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's showing up in these towns and it's crazy. He's just, thousands of people are just following him around all over the country, touring. Like, it's, he is, what he has built is really incredible. He's got this underground following. It's really incredible.
I'm excited to see Morgan Wallen again.
Just saw him.
I know, but I'm excited to see him again.
I'm surprised.
I like Morgan Wallen.
No, he's great, but we just saw him a month ago. We were on his bus.
I know. Well,
what was
I'm
the coolest thing on his bus, by the way? Oh, come on.
Well, yeah, Miranda Lambert's refrigerator.
It's pink.
It's pink, and it's vintage looking. It's so cute.
He bought Miranda Lambert's bus to go on tour with, and he didn't change out the refrigerator. He's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, I don't know if that's good luck or bad luck. I'm like, I got no idea. He's like, so for now it stays, and it's a pink refrigerator on his bus.
That and his essential oils, I will say. I wasn't expecting that. It smelled very nice on the bus.
Yeah, he did have that on there as well.
I don't know if it was covering up another smell or what, but it was very good smelling on his bus.
I don't know if it was.
Or Miranda's bus, however you want to look at it.
Maybe, yeah. It could have been a lot of things. All right, what's on the blog now that people need to go check out? Post online?
The photo of this woman who, yes, thank goodness, she is okay. But her name is Cindy Wolf, and she's a college student at Marshall University in West Virginia. She dressed up as Carrie for Halloween over the weekend.
Gosh, that's such a creepy, scary movie. Oh, the blood falling on her and the end. Ooh.
Yeah, so this girl, Sydney, was covered in blood, okay? Looked just like Carrie. She ends up getting in a car accident. As I said, she's fine. But when the paramedics got there, they thought she was dead.
Yeah. Well, she was, you know, rattled, obviously. She had, you know, she was hurt. But but how she looked, they were like, oh, my God. She didn't make
gone.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she popped up and was like, no, I'm fine.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm just Carrie.
So she said she felt so bad for the first responders, but the photo of her, I mean, she doesn't look like she made it through the car accident.
She did make it. You can check out the picture, 99.5QYK.com, and it's on the Morning Crew section. But, I mean, you talk about fate and just, I mean, there you are putting on your Halloween costume. You have no idea hours later you're in a car accident, and these first responders would show up and take a look at you and go, oh, my gosh, it's the worst we've ever seen.
I know. It's
crazy.
So bad.
It's just, yeah.
Do you think that more people end up looking like that in the hospital on Halloween or in jail?
Ooh, yeah, that's good. I don't know. I would imagine jail and Halloween are very interesting times. If you're a nurse, I would imagine on Halloween, you're like, oh, boy, what are we going to see tonight?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But don't you think, too, the officers are like, oh, man, what Halloween costumes are coming in? I'm just interested to see where more people end up on Halloween.
It's interesting. Yeah. I think if I was a police officer, I would rather take a zombie to jail than Santa. So I think Christmas is like a little more uncomfortable for me. Like, Halloween, I think, would be funny as a police officer.
Oh, arresting all these ghouls and goblins and stuff?
Right, but you know on Christmas how you always see, there's always a picture of, well, police, unfortunately, had to arrest Santa. He had too much and was driving around.
And Rudolph,
you're taking the whole North Pole to jail.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
That is Thomas Rhett. Remember, young, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, 9:10, get ready, 9:10, guitar pool tickets. That is coming up. Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, Hardy, Carly Pierce. So you win those tickets at 9:10 on 99.5 QYK. All right. This is interesting and weird, I guess. I don't know. So I guess the new slam on older people by kids is okay boomer for baby boomer. There's actually videos out about this teaching kids that when older people make fun of millennials or Gen Zers that you go okay boomer. Like making fun of them back a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like how, haven't you ever said to anybody, okay, grandpa?
Right. And so this is the new...
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer's a new thing. Here's how it sounds.
Okay, boomer, 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 okay.
Wow, I think I know. words to this song already.
It's an amazing song, and took a while to put together. They worked hard on that, but yeah, it's called OK Boomer, and that's what you're supposed to...
Is it really?
What?
Who would have guessed?
Well, I didn't know.
OK Boomer, OK Boomer, OK Boomer, OK Boomer, OK Boomer, OK Boomer.
This is the new thing.
Are the speakers blown? Or are those my headphones? Gosh, it sounds awful.
Is it scary to have kids in 2019? Just wondering. Is it? Yes. But was it always scary, though, or we just think so. Okay, so we're just caught in that, you know, like, did our parents say it's a scary time to have kids?
I bet they did.
I don't remember my parents saying it's a scary time to have kids. I guess you wouldn't say that to your kids. But
what if your kid puts that out? Do you ground him? I mean, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I just, okay, boomer, okay, boomer, okay, boomer. My kids ever do that? Oh, my gosh.
Okay, time out. Okay, time out.
It'll be a long time out, too.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
I like the boomer thing. Like, instead of saying, okay, grandpa, like, okay, boomer.
Because of baby boomer, yeah.
I do think that's funny, but that song, oof.
Yeah, that's a new thing. You're going to start hearing kids, that's how they're going to, if you slam, like, oh, nowadays, or millennials, are they going to start singing, okay, boomer. Just so you know what's going on. Just trying to give you a heads up. Just so you know what's going on when that happens. That's where it comes from, okay?
Thanks for keeping us cool. We're in the know.
2019 strikes again and again and again and again.
99.5. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's nutbags north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Wisconsin. Man, the Midwest is on a roll with nutbags north of Florida. So, a woman decided to do an exorcism on a cop. Because she was about to become arrested, she accused him of being possessed by the devil, and she was going to take the demon out of his life. Well, it is 2019, and there are video of those things, and we have the audio of that video. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go live to the exorcism on a police officer. That noise was a taser. The exorcism has ended. There you go. So, maybe quickest exorcism of all time. Exorcism interrupted by taser. One more time. Here you go, in case you missed it.
Get a taser. Get a taser.
Sort of sound like she was falling off a mountain, you know, and it just slowly drifted away.
I'm guessing drugs were involved.
I don't need to tell you. Do I? She was arrested.
Yeah.
She was booked on a variety of charges, disturbing the peace. This is a bunch of other things, but that's Wisconsin. Those are nutbags north of Florida. Nothing like that happens in Florida. Okay?
Sure, that's the story, and we're sticking to it.
Nothing like that happens in Florida. Never has and never will. Feel it from here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.